Hello, listeners, and welcome to Pod Save the Classroom, where we answer your questions on education with the latest in educational research and a sprinkle of anecdotes from us. And as always, it is your anonymous host, Miss H. And today, our topic is going to be one-to-one use of laptops in the classroom, not cell phones, not iPads. And we're typically going to be focusing on middle school to high school secondary age students. So what is the impact of this on a school as a school-wide initiative, and what is the impact on students? So we've got our first question today from Oki from Muskoki, who says, why are schools moving towards individual laptops and does it improve results? Well, Oki, it depends. The research tells us that sometimes it improves test scores, which I'll get into in just a moment. But in terms of the reasons, we see one where schools really want to prepare kids for the 21st century. All right, we use laptops at work, so we may as well start using them at school. But this needs to be deliberate. We can't just be doing Kahoot quizzes and expecting them to be ready to be Excel experts. So this needs to be deliberate, needs to be well thought out, needs to be a well-defined goal if we want to actually see this work. The second reason could be improved access, which again, we need to be careful about, because we are asking kids who are maybe on the poverty line to invest in a laptop or to set up a payment scheme at the school. Is this providing more value than a communal library that has access? And then lastly, we see some schools rolling it out to improve test scores. And to answer your question, this is where the research is mixed. We see some examples of economically vulnerable areas in China. So Bai et al. Found that actually, when it was set out to implement laptop usage to improve English test scores, it worked quite well. But it's important to note they had a well-defined goal, they vetted the software, and the laptops provided something that couldn't already be provided in the student's life and in the classroom. We do see that if a kid's just handed a laptop, it can actually be a great source of distraction and have a negative impact on test results. So we see even in a military academy, students using laptops in the classroom start to underperform. We see even Demiritus and Gulak in 2005 worked out that actually didn't have a massive impact using laptops in the classroom on GPA or even standardized tests. And we see in Aguilar-Roca 2012 that using laptops to take notes instead of pen and paper actually resulted or had a correlation with negative test results. And it makes sense, right? As soon as you introduce a laptop, you're introducing a distraction. And unless you are defining why that laptop is there, teaching your staff how to use it, it can be a drain on resources and a drain on time. Now we've got Bobby McGee from Baton Rouge asking, how do we keep kids safe online? Well, Bobby, it really boils down to two things. Firstly, we see that kids are online more than ever. All right, we have kids lined up in pastoral in the mornings from Monday morning from, you know, an incident on WhatsApp the weekend before. So they're already there. They're already connected and online more than ever. But that does not mean that they are tech savvy. That does not mean they know how to be safe. And as educators, to keep them safe, we have to make this assumption that this needs to be taught to them. And the second assumption is that online safety is more than just recognizing a phishing email. It is about social awareness online, when to get an adult involved. It is about protecting your anonymity online. It is about recognizing those harmful emails and protecting your data. And this needs to be taught explicitly. So to keep them online, online safety needs to be recognized as multifaceted. Secondly, we need to acknowledge that this has to be explicitly taught. So to be successfully rolled out, we need to have time set aside in school to explicitly train students and give direct instruction and take time out of our school day to actually teach this if we are going to be integrating this tool successfully. Now that brings us to Penny Lane from Liverpool. Penny asks, how do we roll out a successful laptops for learning scheme? Well, building off of what we said to Bobby, it's about taking the time and being deliberate. Okay, so we see that the research tells us, Pelouris et al. Is saying that technological proficiency isn't just about knowing how to use Word. It's about knowing different ways of working, right? Christina Moore tells us that, you know, we can roll out a mindfulness technology program where we teach kids how to self-regulate, when to read a book rather than use the laptop, Like Delgado et al. Tells us, you know, this can be more powerful. That actually the pen is mightier than the keyboard, okay? That actually it is good to take some time away from our screens. We can teach kids online safety, how to recognize phishing, how to even send an email. We had a poor year seven at my last school, didn't know how to send an email, was given a laptop, and poor thing emailed the whole school. As you can imagine, that was an IT nightmare. Our poor guy will always, well, hundreds of emails in his inbox, poor thing. But these things have to be explicitly taught. The time needs to be set aside and it needs to be mindful. And then also, so it needs to be recognized as a tool for working, a way of working. And we also need to teach media literacy, okay? Social awareness, because this is bleeding into our schools, whether or not we like it. It needs to be taught when to get an adult involved, how to behave online, how to protect yourself from strangers and from peers even. Okay. You know, Chris Erdahl tells us how to be responsible producers and consumers. And also information literacy. Lastly, this needs to be taught. You cannot hand a kid a laptop and expect them to roll out a research project. They need to be able to identify good sources. They need to have that information literacy. So all in all, laptops for learning can be a great opportunity. It needs to be deliberate. It needs to be well thought out. There needs to be a plan. Staff need time to digitize. Staff need time to understand the pros and the cons, but it can be a great opportunity to create some technologically proficient young people. Have a great day. Bye.